This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. More than 2.8 million Ukrainians have fled their country since the Russian invasion began, streaming into Poland, Moldova, Romania, and other Eastern European countries. Some have already made their way to the U.S.-Mexico border seeking asylum. But while the Biden administration has granted temporary protected status to Ukrainians who were inside the U.S. without visas before the invasion, it has yet to formally welcome refugees escaping the war. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
When Eric Schwartz visited Poland last week as president of the advocacy group Refugees International, he heard harrowing stories from Ukrainians who had fled across the border.
One woman, her name was Nadia, showed us a photo of her children's school, which had been completely destroyed.
Another said friends of hers had been shot and killed in their cars while trying to escape.
A third woman in a town of Jeju told us of a bombing of a residential building next to hers, which occurred while she and her son hid in the bathroom of their home.
Schwartz says he was heartened by the response from Polish officials, aid groups, and individual volunteers helping Ukrainians find refuge in Poland and elsewhere in Europe. Under a temporary protection directive, the European Union will allow Ukrainians to live and work in member states for up to 3 years. The United States has pledged more than $4 billion in humanitarian aid to help Ukraine and other Eastern European countries cope with the crisis. But Schwartz and other advocates for refugees want the Biden administration to do more.
I am sorely disappointed that this administration has not yet shown leadership to welcome Ukrainian refugees to the United States.
Mark Hetfield is CEO of HIAS, a Jewish international refugee agency. He says in 1999, when Kosovars were forced to leave their homeland during the Kosovo War,
Vice President Al Gore went to Ellis Island and announced that the United States would take in immediately 20,000 Kosovar refugees, making sure that they knew that they would be able to return to Kosovo when it was safe to do so.
On Friday, President Biden said he would welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms if they come all the way here. After those remarks, HIAS and other Jewish organizations sent the president a letter urging him to share responsibility with Europe. Hetfield says the U.S. should actively bring refugees here.
We need leadership right now for the United States to demonstrate that we're not just going to pat Poland and Slovakia and Hungary on the back for welcoming refugees, but that we're willing to do some of that ourselves, especially for those refugees with close family ties in the U.S.
And there are many with those ties, says Hans van de Veer. He's senior vice president for resettlement, asylum, and integration at the International Rescue Committee.
There is a sizable Ukrainian community in the United States, and I think we expect to see family reunification. We expect to see Ukrainians coming as a refugee or through other legal pathways, and would also be ready to resettle them as well.
Any influx would come as the U.S. refugee system is still rebuilding from cuts during the Trump administration and struggling to resettle tens of thousands of recent refugees from Afghanistan. In the face of an ongoing national housing shortage, many are still waiting for permanent places to live. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.